Ray Dalio, the founder of Bridgewater Associates, has often credited one surprisingly simple habit for much of his long-term success: meditating every day. In a world where finance is associated with speed, pressure, and constant decision-making, Dalio's emphasis on meditation might seem unusual, but his reasoning is practical rather than mystical. For Dalio, meditation is not about escaping reality. It is about seeing reality more clearly. It is a tool for reducing emotional noise, strengthening self-awareness, and making better choices under uncertainty. Dalio has described meditation as one of the most important influences in his life, suggesting it has helped him remain calm and creative even in high-stakes environments. The financial world constantly confronts people with fear, greed, and ego, emotions that can distort judgment. Market swings can trigger panic. Success can trigger overconfidence. Losses can trigger denial or revenge trading. Dalio's approach has always emphasized principles, reflection, and learning from mistakes, and meditation supports that mindset by building inner stability. When a person learns to observe their thoughts without being controlled by them, they become harder to shake. They can respond rather than react. One reason meditation may contribute to success is that it improves decision quality by creating mental space. Many failures in business and investing come not from lack of intelligence, but from poor emotional regulation. People know what they should do, but they can't do it because stress hijacks their focus. Meditation trains the mind to slow down, detach from immediate impulses, and think more objectively. For someone like Dalio, whose career depends on interpreting complex systems and making long-term bets, clarity is a competitive advantage. The ability to stay steady when others are panicking is valuable in markets, leadership, and life. Meditation may also strengthen Dalio's creativity. Dalio has spoken about how meditation helps him access deeper, more intuitive thinking. That matters because innovation often comes from connecting ideas that are not obvious in a busy, distracted state. When the mind is constantly stimulated, it tends to stay on the surface. Meditation can quiet the mental clutter and allow insights to emerge, especially insights that come from patterns, experience, and subconscious processing. For a macro investor trying to understand the relationships between economies, politics, debt cycles, and human behavior, the ability to see patterns clearly can be more valuable than any single piece of information. Another benefit of meditation is humility. Dalio is known for his idea of radical truth and his focus on learning through mistakes. Meditation supports a mindset of self-observation, noticing ego, defensiveness, or emotional blind spots. It becomes easier to admit when you're wrong if your identity is not tied to always being right. In high-performance environments, ego is often the enemy of growth. Meditation can reduce that ego grip, allowing a person to learn faster, listen better, and adapt more quickly. The person who can change their mind without shame has an advantage over the person who must protect their pride. Finally, meditating every day creates consistency. Success is often built on small disciplines repeated over time. A daily practice becomes a stabilizing anchor, something that brings the mind back to center regardless of external chaos. For Dalio, meditation likely functions like a reset button. It reduces stress, improves focus, and restores perspective. That doesn't guarantee success, but it improves the odds of handling success responsibly and surviving failure without collapse. Ultimately, Ray Dalio attributes much of his success to meditation because it strengthens the internal foundation behind external performance. It helps him stay calm, think clearly, learn rapidly, and remain grounded in a world designed to shake people loose. In that way, meditation becomes more than a wellness habit. It becomes a strategic advantage.